Well, Mike, I've got to tell you this end. We think you're going to win.
Who's going to win?
You.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, I hope I live up to Rodeo One expectations that... Say for the old firm,
we
hope we have a Radio 1 winner.
Yeah, the power of this show. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. It's first out. How embarrassing was that? I've been watching Celebrity and I've got to say I'm thoroughly enjoying the show. I really am. And I've seen all the celebrities doing really horrible things like eating maggots and whatnot and worms and crawling through eels and in fish tanks and everything. But I think one of the most funniest and cringing moments was last night when Anton Deck introduced the woman that walked on to see Mike Reed as his lady friend. I'm like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? Well, well done. You've had a great time in the jungle and we do have a little surprise for you and that's your... lady friend, and here she is. I was expecting, you know the two blokes dressed up as women in the advert for that kitchen tissue?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought I was just going to walk out like that.
Hello, Mike, how are you?
Terry, how are you?
She's a lady.
Ah. So, what a great show last night. I just thought it was very good.
I think Mike Reed would have still been in there had he done a task.
See, it's because of Dominic Byrne. It's the kiss of death from Dominic Byrne. That's what it is.
Well, Mike, I've got to tell you this end. We think you're going to win.
See, Mike is really intelligent. That's the thing with Mike. You know, he's a very sharp man. Mike, we think you're going to win.
Who's going to win?
There you go. Jeez. Well, he's a genius.
You are, Mike.
You are. Oh, mate, well, thank you very much. I'll do my best for you. Go, Charlie. 6:57. Good morning. It's your birthday. If it is your birthday this morning, happy birthday. Thank you. Yeah. Down with that. Flavor. In your face. All over the place. With the human race. Yeah.
Rappers don't rap like that anymore, do they? I think they should.
Well, more of that street jive.
Yeah, you too loud.
Am I? Shall I stand back here?
What's up with you, Rachel? Are you too loud? Is it you? Mm-hmm.
I love it when Rachel nods on the radio.
I love that.
It's Mike.
She doesn't say it's me, she's nodding. That's the gag. She nods, she doesn't say anything.
I'm with you.
Do an impression of Rachel nodding.
Okay.
That is brilliant. That is oh, man.
Have you seen this one?
That's great. Have you been practicing those?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Morning, everyone. Pink and the Darkness coming up. It's Dominic and Jules, the News of Sports. Just gone 7 o'clock.
Now there's a British inquiry into the war against Iraq.
And will Russia be threatened?
You on Newsbeat. It's now 3 minutes past seven.
I've written a poem.
Oh, good.
about... because I was talking to Dominic the other day about Cockney rhyming slang, and he'd been teaching me things. And I woke up, I don't know what it is, but I wake up and I just have this, you know, this amazing, all these songs and words in my head. And I don't, you know, I don't know where they come from. It really is amazing, right?
Yes.
So I've written a poem, and it's about all of you. Yeah?
Right.
You're all mentioned in this, and it's like Cockney rhyming slang. Because where are you from again, Dominic?
Norwich.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit rough, but go with it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's morning, I'm in a hurry. Don't want a Ruby Murray. I rub my tired mince pies, then brush my Hampstead Heath. The teeth. I need to take a David Gower, cause I really pin in ink, and then I'll brush my Barnet Fear and put on my whistle and flute, which is suit. I'll turn on Radio 1 and I hear that bursting boils, together with his china plate, Romedy Pave. They're loved by all the goyles. Ballard and Bachel, they're there as well, with Dominic Byrne with the news. Then there's Bouliette, the sport girl, my lovely morning muse.
Very good.
And honestly, I really...
It just came to you last night.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. Brilliant. We're the new show on the air, and we know we're not the same. To be your number one, well, that's our major aim. What makes this show stand out when the record has stopped playing? When he speaks into the mic, you understand what he is saying. Strike a light. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Morning, 6 minutes past seven. I am Chris Moyles, the saviour of Radio 1.
I was on my way to see Razor, old boy.
Shut up. Darkness, Radio 1, great on me. Going to be played live into Joe Wider Show next Monday from the BBC Maida Vale Studios in Maida Vale in London. Is she giving away tickets? Yeah, she is, yeah.
Yes.
She said, actually, popped into here after the show yesterday, and she goes, hi, Chris, will you be coming? Eh? You what? Will you be coming to the gig? Oh, yeah, if you're inviting me, Joe. So I look at that as a date. Mm. Yeah, thank you very much.
If you invite us, we will come.
There you go. What a thought. Next Monday, then. Should be a good day. Make Monday go a bit easy.
Mm.
Up the apples and pears.
Steers.
That's right, yeah. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. He really is a genius, Peter Andre.
I might just wake up in the morning and I would have dreamt of a song that I created through the night.
Right.
It's really weird. Yeah. And then I'll just be able to remember it. It's as if it's stored completely in my memory.
Yeah.
I think the first day that I started writing, that's when I just thought, you know what, this is...
Yeah.
You're as ready as you've ever been.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. He remembers it as if it's in his head. Because, you know, I hate remembering things as if it's in my ankles. Because you just never remember as clearly, do you?
Dustbin lids. Kids.
You know, honestly, listeners, I mean, it's amazing. It really is. I'm very similar to Peter Andre in the sense that, you know, every day, you know, I talk to my friends and stuff, and talk to my mum on the phone, or my girlfriend, or Alad, or you guys. And honestly, I just open my mouth and words come out. Mm. As if, like, they're in, you know, my brain is connecting with my conscious and subconscious of feelings that I want to project to you in an audio form of words of the English language.
I think in terms of, you know, thinking and walking and talking and doing stuff, you're as ready now as you'll ever be.
I think so, yeah. Gotta love him.
Walking and a talking.
He's just a genius. Now I read in the Sun newspaper today that Jordan's lover is ready to go out there and give him a bop on the nose. Seriously, I wouldn't even waste your time, mate. Imagine losing your woman to Peter Andre.
Embarrassing.
How embarrassing. No offence, mate, if you're listening, but, you know... I mean, I've got to say, actually, all jokes aside, that's so not on, is it? You know, whatever you think about Jordan, you're going out with Jordan, right? And I don't, you know, and the one thing to say about her is, when she goes out with someone, she goes out with someone. Right?
Properly.
Yeah. It's not like she's you know, boffing three or four blokes at the same time. Well, I don't know. I don't have a video collection.
Mm.
But you know what I'm saying. And this poor guy is sitting at home and watching Peter Andre flirting with his missus. And then her turning around and going, yeah, when I get out, don't you worry. Yeah, that's all. So he'll be there going, what do you mean when you get out? When you get out what? What are you talking about, love? Huh? You're out with me. It's a bit off, isn't it?
So he's realised now, this fella back home, that she's messing him around.
Blimey.
With Peter.
Do you know, am I the only one, I know this sounds ridiculous, but am I the only one who keeps forgetting she has enormous breasts? Because I've never seen Jordan on TV so much, so often, and I've never heard her talk so much. And because of the camera shots and everything, you see her so much from the shoulders up. And it's not until occasionally you see an entire body shot of her with those... Those breasts look ridiculous. They just look... Don't get me wrong. I'm a red-blooded heterosexual male. And I like big breasts on a woman. But these are just ridiculous.
See, I'm actually getting quite used to them. And I'm actually getting more fond of them as the series goes on.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I just find them hilarious. It's like they have a life of their own. She makes Kerry McFadden look flat-chested, for God's sake. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm loving the show. Ant and Dec are still, for me, the funniest ones on it. Closely followed by Peter Genius. Can't believe I read a text message from someone saying, all right, enough of this Peter Andre bashing. One thing I've realised from doing the show is you can't have enough or too much Peter Andre bashing. It's 7:20. Time for today's Buzz Off track. Yesterday went down very well. You didn't like it, though, did you?
I thought it was rubbish.
Alad loved it, virtually all of it. 99.9% of it. And the listener vote, they were down with the Apache Indian. Boom shakalak.
Didn't you rig that vote, though?
No, honestly. Granted, the text message machine was a bit slow, but Rachel was the judge and jury, and she never lies. So there you go.
This is making me fall asleep, Chris, this music.
Really?
So, relax.
Do you want to kick in the nuts? That'll wake you up.
That'll probably do it.
Dave?
This is opera, Alice. I don't want to kick in nuts either, sorry. I thought was that your question?
So you need to... You've got to be across all your genres of music.
OK.
Right? This is what posh rich people listen to when they go to the theatre.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is this what they wake up to in the morning?
This is like, you know, panto for posh rich people. Seriously, that's what they spend their money on.
Who is this, by the way? Is this Dame Kiri Takanawa?
It's
a carnival.
Yeah, do you know what? I actually don't know who sings it.
I'm not sure. It's just, you know, she sounds like a female opera singer.
Do you think it sounds like Kiri?
Or Leslie Joseph?
No. Oh. She's got a birds of a feather.
The other one, Leslie...
Grantham.
Garrett, that's the one.
Anyway, shh, you're ruining this beautiful song. Right, if you don't like the following record, you have to text the words buzz and off. That's buzz off. It's 81199. Buzz off 81199 when you've had enough of the following record. But I don't think we'll get the full audience vote today because it's a good one. You ready?
Yep.
Buzz off 81199 if you don't like this. All from my CD collection at home. I didn't even realise I had this. I love this record. Genius. Enjoy. Do you know what it is, Dave?
No.
Do you, Alan?
I don't know the name of it.
Right.
Dave Buzz.
No. Why?
It's a bit high energy for me, this.
Perfecto classic. I know where the chorus comes in. What's up? What am I missing?
Is Dominic's not enjoying it either. He thinks it's Richard III.
Royalty.
Is it Olive?
No.
Who is it?
It's what you say before your meal.
Pardon? Can I wash my hands, please?
That's right, Daniel.
So many meals I sit down for these days, I always start it with, can I wash my hands, please?
Waiter?
That's right, Alice. This is Waiter. Look at Joe going mad. Our executive producer's having a fit.
Am I right in thinking that when you proposed this record, he went,
the listeners are not voting for it. They're loving this record. They're loving it.
Yeah, text machine's bust again.
Buzz off to 8199 if you don't like it. But it looks like I might get all of this in today. What do you say for a meal, Alan?
Grace.
Correct, Amundo!
Yeah. Pasta Tommy sauce.
Can I go large, please?
Can I go last, please?
Large.
Oh, okay.
Alan Buzz.
Why?
Attention span's quite short.
Juliet loving this or not?
She's not asked really, is she?
Not really.
Rachel Buzz.
Listener Buzz.
It's not over yet, it is now.
It is. What year for that?
94.
93. 95.
Oh,
I think it was originally 93, but it got remixed. I love Paul Oakenfold's records.
Not that one, though.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
Grace, Not Over Yet. Great record. You've just got very strange taste.
I think you've got strange taste.
Do you think?
Yeah.
That's the idea that people are going to go, you know, because every song on Buzz Off is genuinely... And I can't stress that enough, from my CD collection.
Which I think is a good thing, because I think it's an insight into your musical world.
I've always said this, I think most people are like that.
Do you?
I think most people like loads of stuff.
No, I'm not disputing that, but some of the things that you have, I just think are interesting.
You know, you're very lucky. I left loads of CDs up in Leeds.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't, I didn't have enough room in my bag. But I did find, and I was going to play it just for you one morning, Make Love Like a Man by Def Leppard.
Oh, that's a great record.
Make love like men! And I haven't listened to a Def Leppard record in ages. They're so funny.
There's not enough Def Leppard, I don't think, played today.
The vocals are just so processed and layered, and it's just like, it's what I am!
Just with, like, one hand drumming.
Have you got Betty Boo?
That was a nice line, saying that their drummer has indeed one hand.
No, well, that's what's made him famous.
Next record.
And there'll be more Faux Pas with Comedy Dave at the same time tomorrow here on BBC Radio 1. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. R. Kelly, Ignition. Go on then, Peter.
I was on my way to see Razor, old boy.
Shut up. Juliet loves that poem. Not because she finds it funny. I think she thinks it's really impressive.
It is.
Just came to him, Juliet, in his memory.
He was just lying there with his A4 pad, writing down, reading it all out.
All other songwriters are there going, how does he do it? Really, it just comes into his head and he writes the words down. I've been doing it wrong all these years. Do you know how he comes up with those songs?
I might just wake up in the morning and I would have dreamt of a song that I created through the night.
Right.
Really weird.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be able to remember it. It's as if it's stored completely in my memory.
There you go. He remembers it as if it's stored completely in his memory. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Guys are genius. Right, Destiny's Child coming up. We'll play an old song from them. Franz Ferdinand, the brilliant Take Me Out, is Dominic and Jules for some news and sport. 7:31.
And the main news this morning, the government's due to give weather quite mild this morning, but there could be some rain later on. Radio 1 Newsbeat is now coming up to 7:35.
Well, Mike, I've got to tell you this end, we think you're going to win.
Who's going to win?
You.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, I hope I live up to Radio 1 expectations.
He says Radio 1. I swear blind. I hope I live up to Radio 1's expectations. He sounds like he's saying Rodeo 1.
Well, I hope I live up to Rodeo 1 expectations.
No. He's saying radio, no. But in a radio way.
See, so you're saying rodeo, aren't you? But you're not.
He's saying
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
He's we're hopefully going to have Kevin Keegan.
Yeah, it's not actually Kevin Keegan.
Oh, sorry.
Kevin Keegan.
Who's it?
Kevin Keegan.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank.
Yes,
he's going to be
right.
Interviewing him later.
He's in the jungle. He's in the jungle.
The mighty jungle.
Yeah.
Where the lion, what does it do?
It kind of sleeps tonight.
So, he's going to be... I said, we're going to come up with questions for Mike Reed. Because now he's been booted out of the jungle.
Yeah.
Any questions for him?
For me?
Yeah. For... Mike Reed!
What was the best thing about sleeping in a hammock?
Right. See, now, Dave, the guy, he's really... Mm. You need questions that are a bit, you know, to make him think. Questions okay. that he hasn't been asked before.
Okay. What... is the fastest spider you saw?
that's perhaps the first question to throw at him.
Do you think?
To kind of settle him in.
Mm. I wouldn't put that in there. Did you see last
fastest
night, by the way?
Spider. Yeah.
When Mike's lady friend, quote, was... they walk across the bridge to have their photo taken.
Yeah.
And all the fireworks are going off and everything. And because they've got mics on, he's going, oh, wow, look at this. This is great. And she goes, honestly, what a farce.
All the way over. She says about three times.
Oh, what time can we go home? I've got a massage booked in for 9. Can we go? Bless old. So anyway, on the show this morning, we're going to have him up. Well, we won't talk to him, but Kevin will.
Kevin Keegan.
Kevin Keegan.
Keegan.
Right.
We'll be speaking to him, and we'll hear from Kev probably about 8 o'clock, and then hopefully we'll hear from Mike Reed himself a bit later on, 8:30, 9-ish or so.
I can hardly wait.
I was on my way to see Razor, old boy.
Leave it. Your morning's just got better. The saviour is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. Radio 1. Lucy Liu. You know by now it's Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out. It's 7:43. Good morning.
Radio 1.
Little jingle there.
It's nice.
So you know what you're listening to?
I've been sent a Cockney rhyming slang quiz.
A what? A Cockney?
Cockney rhyming slang quiz, because you know, obviously, Peter Andre
yeah.
is a master of Cockney rhyming slang now, as was proved by his poem last night.
Yeah.
So...
I was on my way to see Razor, old boy.
Thank you.
We have a quiz here, where it gives you some Cockney rhyming slang phrases, and you have to tell them what they are in English. Okay? So, for example,
yeah.
apples and pears, rather.
Appers?
Apples and pears.
Apples and pears is stairs.
Correct.
Thank you.
Ruby Murray.
Curry.
Correct.
Thank you.
Whistle and flute.
Suit.
Is the right answer.
Easy.
Pork pies.
Eyes.
Okay, and let's just... I'm just putting these in while we do it. And
oh, you've got to write it in?
Oh, yeah, you've got to put it in. So is this is sort of, you know, do it at the same time fun.
Yeah.
Is correct.
Hang on. If it's wrong, Dave, do you know what the answer is?
No.
Right, so this quiz is flawed from the beginning.
Do you think?
Well, maybe. Let's keep going until we get one we don't know.
Rock and roll.
Doll.
I'm going to say doll. Right. Is the right answer.
Right.
Pete Tong.
Wrong.
Wrong.
DJ.
Butcher's hook.
Pardon?
Butcher's hook.
Oh, look.
Okay.
I was panicking for a second there.
Apple frit.
What? Apple fritters.
Yeah.
Apple fritter?
Yeah, apple fritter.
That will be, hang on a second, Dominic Bernal, no.
Gritter,
there
course.
You go, gritter.
Hang on, let's, G-R-I, do you reckon?
Yeah, gritter will be the right...
double T-E-R, Dave.
Yeah, double T-E-R.
It's not.
No,
it says, now, mate, you got it all Pete Tong.
Jitter.
Jitter?
Give me another one.
Okay. Britney Spears.
Spears.
Jumping Jack.
Hat?
No.
Jumping Jack hat. Black. Jumping Jack will be...
Black.
Mac.
Mac.
As in Packer Mac.
Or Return of the Mac.
Yeah.
Right, let's put that in. No. M-A-C-K. No, it's not right.
Okay,
let's try another one, eh?
Right.
Ding Dong.
Wrong. No.
Song?
Song.
Let's try that.
Oh.
No.
Wrong.
Hang on, isn't Pork Pies Lies?
Pork Pies. Oh, might be, actually. That's why it's saying I've got it wrong on there.
Pork Pies is Lies.
Lies.
You drew in pies.
What?
David wrote pies in. Pork Pies? Pies.
Apples and pears? Pears.
Auntie Nelly.
Oh, telly. I don't know. Is it telly?
No.
You might have spelt it wrong.
How else you spelled telly? T-E-L-L-Y, isn't it? Or maybe it's television.
No, it's not. Auntie Nelly can't be right with saying with television.
You might need to put the full name in here.
What? Auntie Nelly Vision?
Saucepan Handle.
Saucepan Handle is...
Randall.
Joe Mangle.
Winona Ryder.
Glider.
Sausage and Mash.
That will be...
Tash. Let's put that in. Mustache. Glenn Hoddle.
Waddle. Chris Waddle.
Waddle.
There's Chris Waddle.
Okay.
Glenn Hoddle is Cockney rhyming slang for Chris Waddle.
Magnus Pike.
Bike.
Chevy Chase.
Joe Mace. Used to be the host of the Saturday Show.
Apple Fritter. Bitter.
Ah, that might be a good one. Hang on. Let's try that. Bitter. I don't have the answers, by the way.
Somebody just texted it.
Yes, that's right.
And Jumping Jack tried back.
Back?
You just looked at the text messages.
Yeah, I know, I'm just having assistance from
this. They're helping, all right.
So the cut, Basil Fawlty.
Malty?
Salty.
Of course. My chips are too Basil.
Basil Fawlty. That's not right, Dominic. You being a born and bred Cockney from Norwich, I mean. It's quite interesting, isn't it, learning new languages?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's so much easier and more enjoyable than learning French, which is a stupid language.
Fanny Craddock.
Haddock.
That's genius. How do you spell Haddock?
H-A-D-D-O-C-K.
Okay.
Try telly, T-E-L-E.
T-E-L-E?
That's rubbish.
That's not right.
Try it.
No, that's not right. Anton Dex, topical one.
Pex.
No.
Pex. Oh, hang on. The text messages now come in and take it fast. Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Cider.
Ah.
Because, of course, you would associate the apple drink cider with the Hollywood thief actress Winona Ryder. I can say it. It's legal.
Almond Rocks. Billy Goat.
Maybe we should come back to these later.
Oh, Coat, it could be, couldn't it? Billy Goat.
Anyway, while you and Dominic are working on that,
yeah.
I have to talk about something else.
It's not right, Billy Goat.
Yep, yeah, you work on that, Dave,
okay.
And I'll just continue, right? You know what, Dominic?
No, I really don't.
All this week on Radio 1 is the best of new British music.
Really?
Week, yeah. Because, you know, last year, Radio 1 broke artists like The Darkness, and they've gone on to be huge stars.
Yes, they have.
This year, we're previewing some of the artists that we think are going to make it big in 2004.
Which ones are they?
Well, there's 11 UK artists, including Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, yeah.
Joss Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Lost Prophets.
Yeah.
100 Reasons.
Yes.
And Jameson.
Yes.
Joe White has got live lounge performances all this week from Joss Stone.
Brilliant.
Jameson.
Yes.
Lost Prophets and Franz Ferdinand.
The ones you just mentioned, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, you'll be talking to the DJs from our specialist shows to get their tips for the year ahead.
Excellent.
You know, if you want to know more about the Best of British Music Week, go to Radio 1 online.
How do I access that?
It's www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
That's
www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Thank you.
Who's today? Who are you going to feature now, Chris?
Who are you going to feature now, now?
Well, we're going to feature someone called Natasha Bedingfield.
Brilliant.
Yeah. She's Daniel Bedingfield's younger sister.
Wow.
She's 22 years old. She says that her passion is writing music pop with a London flavour.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she describes it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she plays the saxophone, the guitar and the piano, although not at the same time. Oh.
She sounds very talented.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play a record from her now.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this, so it's like all of us together can listen to her and see if she's any good.
Brilliant.
She's very different to Danielle Bedingfield. Obviously, she's got a different vocal style.
Yes.
She's got a different way of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't walk around with a stupid, goofy head brace. This is...
That's true.
Yeah. This is Natasha Bedingfield and a track called Single. There you go. What do you think of that?
That's good, that.
What are the text messages saying, Rach?
What?
Mark in London, the second text message.
Hang on.
Oh, hang on, my thing's crashed. Can't see it.
She's single because she's a boot. That's a bit harsh. Really like this song. British Christina, says somebody else.
Compliments indeed.
Yeah. Great song. Nikki Gray. That's all right, isn't it?
Mm, I thought it was good, that.
There you go. I'd rather buy that than Bross. Speaking of which, we'll have an update. We'll do it at 8:15 because we did it about 8:15 yesterday, so I'll do it again same time today.
Prime time.
We have news. It's kind of good, kind of bad. Well, it's indifferent news about the Bross, trying to get a Bross record re-released. Anyway, I'll do that in a bit. If you want to know more about the 11 artists we've got for our Best of British Music this week, go to Radio 1
online
at www.bbc.com/radio1. That email address thingy, website, URL again.
www.bbc.co.uk/radio1.
What are you saying? URL.
What's
yeah.
the URL?
Earl. If you go on the website, you got to type in an Earl.
Earl.
Mm. By the way, for the people who have been texting in, yes, that really is Danielle Bedingfield's sister. Right? Natasha Bedingfield. Go to the website to check out more, and there'll be more tracks throughout the day today. Radio 1, that's Motorcycle as the Rush comes. Juliet's just throwing a wobbler.
I'm not biting.
Because... it's not what I've heard. She's just... I've made a comment about... if we all go out together, we could all have a few pints, the blokes, while the girls go shopping.
I think she was saying that your argument was borderline sexist.
Why is that sexist?
I don't know, that's just life, isn't
it? All right, answer me this then, Juliet, smart ass.
Christopher.
Right. If women didn't like shopping, why are there so many shops for women?
No further questions.
Yeah, answer that. No, you can't.
Because we have greater fashion sense.
No, because you like going shopping.
No.
If women didn't like shopping, who'd go into Karen Millen? Apart from maybe stylists who are a bit, you know. So, shot your argument down in flames, my love.
If women didn't like washing up, why would they make marigolds in pink colours?
It's true. They're normally pink.
They make them in green and blue.
If women didn't like washing up, why do they make washing up liquid smell girly?
Mm-hmm.
If it was for blokes, it'd smell of bitter, lager, or, you know, the stuff that you put on an ankle if you've been playing Sunday morning football. Algae. Am I right, Dave?
Damn right, yes.
Dominic, would you like to join in on this?
No.
Why not?
Because
you know it's true.
It is true, probably.
Dominic?
What? I stick up for my... radio wife who reads the sport.
But also, like shopping.
Yeah.
And washing up.
Bog off.
Listen, don't be like that with us. I'm for women being women. I think women should be women. I don't like it when women are men. It's weird. But, I don't know what I'm saying. But you should go with it, you know, Jules. Don't be embarrassed by it. Women are different to men. It's all high heels and, you know, nail varnish. That's what it is.
Don't fight it.
Feel it. Feel it.
Oh.
What? Dominic, did I say anything there that was out of order?
It's 8:02.
I'm going to play a record from a few years ago that I bet you haven't heard in a dog's age. You should like it. In case you don't, I'll follow it with Outkast and Hey Ya. So you got something for good to look forward to. Here's news to sport with Dominic and Juliet. It's 8:02.
There's going to be a British inquiry into the war against Iran. It's now 8:05.
I think my favourite text message on the debate about women and men is, if women weren't meant to wash up, why do they all have small feet? So they can stand in front of the washing up.
Oh, I see.
The sink.
That sounds scientific.
It's genius, you see.
Yeah. It's all about balance, isn't it?
What's wrong with you, Julia? Don't look at Rachel for help.
No, Rachel's looking at me as well. We both agree that you're talking rubbish.
Listen, I'm not talking... No, why? What have I said? Seriously, what have I said that is so offensive to you?
Washing up.
That women wash up and like to go shopping?
They only make marigolds in pink.
No, he didn't say that.
Predominantly pink colour.
Your argument is getting shot down.
Oven gloves normally have flowers on them.
Seriously?
They don't.
Listen, you're trying to say that I'm sexist, but I'm afraid your argument is as good as, you know, a woman driver. You can't prove that what I'm saying is sexist. You know?
I'm an advanced driver.
Here's a mirror. Put your makeup on.
I've got the makeup on.
I'm not biting.
Listen, I'm only joking. I am only joking. And I know that you're different to most women. Not that I'm not implying anything there, but you know, you're a bit of a tomboy, aren't you? Climbing trees and conkers, that kind of thing.
Climbing conkers?
Shut up, climbing trees.
Oh, okay. Climbing trees and conkers.
Stop making me laugh.
I live in a treehouse.
Yeah. It's the woman from the forest who reads the sport.
She's like a crazy woman, right? She doesn't like shopping and she likes football, like what men do. She's just crazy. Have you got nail varnish on today?
No.
See? She's like a rebel. A woman rebel.
No makeup?
No makeup. Yeah, well, that's a mistake, actually. I'd have put some on if I were you.
Thanks.
But she is a rebel. I think it's Dave's Muttley laugh that gets me.
Not funny, Dave.
Oh, shush.
No.
Were you celebrating the differences in the sections?
Rachel's right, actually. Stop. Enough. Enough of this joking. Let's get back on with it. Mm-hmm. Rachel is right. Okay?
No, I'm not making the tea.
Oh, blind. Wash up for us.
No.
Oh, right. Cook me a nice dinner.
Got a shirt that needs ironing.
Ashley, Dominic's going away for the weekend. Can you pack a bag for him? I know they're stereotypical things. It's 8:08. Good morning. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Bet you haven't heard this for ages. Enjoy it. And hey, yeah, before that, Len, Still My Sunshine. Still like the fact that that's by a group called Len.
Len.
Haven't heard much from them, have we?
No, do you know what something tells me? You'll never hear from them again. It's 8:15.
Hemorrhoids.
What?
I'm doing this Cockney quiz still. Emma Freud's must be hemorrhoid, surely.
Right.
Actually, I've done HAEMMAROIDS.
See, now, what you've done there, without realising, is next time Rachel now looks at the text messages, there'll be 50 text messages, all different spellings of the word hemorrhoids.
Try without one.
You're saying one M, Rachel.
And two R.
While you two are doing that, can I move on with something else?
Yes.
Yeah. Morning, listeners. As you know, Janet Jackson was in the halftime Super Bowl show the other night in America. And Justin Timberlake shocked the audience by peeling away a piece of strategically placed Velcro to reveal one of her breasts popping out. Which was also, strange enough, had a little tassel over her nipple. Strategically placed. And by the way, if the man who does that is leaving, I quite fancy applying for the job.
Raspberry Ripple as well, by the way.
What?
Raspberry Ripple.
Thanks.
It's learnt that way.
So all this comes as a complete shock to the world that it's just before Janet's new single is announced to the world. So here's a question. Janet Jackson, is she still a leading force in dance music? Is she still on the cutting edge of cool? Or is she just another screwed-up member of the Jackson family, but with fairly decent norks? Judge for yourself. This is Janet Jackson's new single. Before I forget, by the way, Charlie Brooks is going to be on the phone later. Charlie, who plays, of course, Janine, can't say that without wanting to go. We'll talk to her just after 8:30. About 8:40, realistically.
She might be able to help us with our Cockney quiz.
That's right, do. Well, that starts off with a bit of potential, doesn't it?
I think that's better than I thought it would be, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I must admit, likewise. But it's still a bit nothing, isn't it?
I don't know.
It starts off good. I like this bit. I like that.
Mm.
Janet Jackson, Just a Little While, comes out on March the 15th. And a new album on March 29th. Baby, I like it when... Do you like
it, Rach? My birthday,
March 29th. All right, no. Nothing to do with the
You don't care about the record, though, do you?
Yeah.
It's all right. It's a decent pop song.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Don't call us, love. Janet Jackson, Just a Little While. Her new single. 8:22, Tuesday morning from Radio 1. Hello.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Very interesting reaction yesterday. I said that I want to try and get a record re-released and back into the chart with the power of us and our listeners out there in listener land. So I chose Bross and I Owe You Nothing. And we did a straw poll on the text messages. Would you buy it if it was re-released, yes or no? 20,000 people text in. And we thought, we could be on to a winner. So we speak to the record company, who say that Matt Goss from Bross is in the studio recording some new things. And they can't re-release I Owe You Nothing for legal record company boring reasons. However... And this is the killer. They said that Matt would re-record a version of I Owe You Nothing, which we could then play and get that released.
So it'd be our own version of said song.
Yeah. So we're thinking to ourselves, do we want to do that? Is that the same thing? And I'm kind of going, it's not the same. It would have to be the original Bross I Owe You Nothing, right? And then someone said, yeah, but then he'd be going into the studio specially to record it. It could be really funny and exciting. Anyway, while we're contemplating this, this is the killer. We get a message through from East West Records, from the director of promotions, a guy called Damien. And it goes as follows, right? On behalf of East West Records... We own the rights to Peter Andre's records. We heard your massive blag for Bross today. If you were to play Mysterious Girl and get a massive response with people interested in us re-releasing it, this is something that we might look into and consider. P.S. We'll give it special consideration if you stop taking the mickey out of Blazing Squad. I can't make any promises.
So, if we were to generate enough interest, they might see it... To re-release it.
Yeah.
And why ride the Peter Andre wave?
That's what I was trying to say.
Exactly. Right, so here's what we're thinking now. We can't get I Owe You Nothing re-released, but we can get it re-sung for a 2004 flavour. Or on the other hand, East West Records say, if there's enough response and a decent reaction... They all think about re-releasing Mysterious Girl.
The original version?
Yeah. And so I think, in the interest of fairness, I remind you, the people at home, just how beautiful Peter Andre's singing voice used to be.
This is a song you might know. It's from back in the olden days, the music that
I
love.
Forget the crap, just sing it.
Baby girl.
Baby girl.
Of course, it does also feature Bubbling Ranks. I don't know if he's available for Top of the Pops appearances, but it would be good to see Peter back on there, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Jordan can be one of his backing singers.
I stop and stare at you, walking on the shore.
Nice.
I try to concentrate, my mind wants to explore.
Good.
The tropical scent of you takes me up above.
Right, so that's how it goes. Is it worth putting this to the vote? I say it's worth putting it to the vote to see what the reaction is. So, get your phones out and write a text message saying either yes or no. Would you, for a laugh, buy Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl? Or, because Dave kind of ruined it when I asked him, do you think we should get it re-released? So you don't have to buy it. Now, I think this could be excellent on various levels. One, obviously, Peter would be back in the charts.
Back in our hearts. Back on Top of the Pops.
That's right. And we get to see him again. Rather than go into a Always Cutting Prices commercial, he can be singing again. And I think the nation needs a good laugh, needs a singer like that. So, phones at the ready. Write me a message saying yes or no. That's all I need. I don't need any other words. Either yes or either no. Would you back us if we started a campaign to get this song re-released? So this, I mean, we really could. This is the record company coming to us going, okay, would you and the listeners be, I don't know, maybe interested? This could happen.
You can make this happen.
So before we start doing the, hey, let's just do an honesty poll. And really, I want you, even if you couldn't give a monkey, send me a text saying no. If you go, I think that'd be hilarious. That would be great. Then send a message saying yes. Either yes or no. Would you back us to get Mysterious Girl re-released? Yes or no. 81199 is the text number. 81199. Write me a message saying yes or no. 3,000 people have already texted in and we haven't played the chorus. Right?
We need a decision off you.
Damn right. 81199. Yes or no. If you want to back our campaign to get this re-released. Right, see, now I'm itchy. I'm not, everyone's going, oh, Chris, come on, you flaming galah, just play it. Because they want to hear it. So I'll give you another 30 seconds before we go back into the news and sport. Yes or no, just that word. Word yes or the word no, 81199, okay? Let's hear some more! I'll play anymore, because if you want to hear it, you've got to just text yes in. I want to really push this now. 6,000 messages have come in. Right?
Not enough.
It's not enough. Let's see if we can get that at least up to 10 by the end of the news and sport. Yes or no, 81199 for Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl to be re-released and back in the charts, back in our hearts.
BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Get texting now. I'll tell you the results after we do quick news and sport with Dom and Chores. It's 8:31.
The government's going to give us more radio on Newsbeat. It's now 8:34.
Make me a go
boom. All right, here's how it stands. 9,000 text messages just came in during that news and sport bulletin, right? There are now 15,000 results for would you back us to try and get Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl re-released? 16,000.
My goodness.
So yesterday we pushed Bros. And then, because after 9 o'clock, because people are going to work and people are going to school and uni and stuff, and people are driving or whatever, or they can't text. So after 9 o'clock, you get a quicker, bigger text reaction. So I pushed it after nine yesterday for the Bros thing, and we just got it up to 20,000. Now, according to the text, we're only 4,000 away. It's 25 to 9. So the question is, yes or no? Would you want Mysterious Girl re-released? Text the word yes. Or text the word no to 81199. That's all you got to do. 17,500. They're coming in really quickly.
It's worth it just to hear that little rap thing in the middle.
That's great.
Is that Bubbler Ranks?
Something
like that. Who raps on there?
Something like that. Not to be confused with Rankin Roger, which is an artist that Jonathan Ross has never played.
Yeah.
Or Tom Hanks.
Or Shabba Ranks.
Yeah. Or Taxi Rank.
Yes or no, right? Just the word yes or just the word no to 81199. What I really want you to do is just text yes to 81199. And then we'll go to the record company and go, we'll print off the graph. And we'll go, these are the, look. And every count, we've got a computer system. People think, mate, say to me,
well, you know, you say you've got 10,000 text messages, you make it all up.
We've got a little graph come, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
A little graph comes up and it shows you exactly how many people have
How many you got now?
18,478.
And it works out all the percentages.
Tom, come around
here
and watch it go up.
Look.
It's fascinating. Right? There you go, look. See that? 18,478. See that there? Okay?
Yeah.
18,478. Refresh, and it'll tell you what it currently stands at. 19,617. We're gonna beat the Bros record. By the end of the show, we could double it. We're gonna get this song back in the charts! Baby girl, I think tonight is your lucky night. Is it Bubbler Ranks?
I think it's Bubbler, not Bubbling.
Bubbler.
Bubbler.
Didn't Eric, what's his name, used to say that? The football agent. What's his name, Juliet?
Eric Hall.
Yeah.
Monsters.
What, Bubbler? That's what he used to say. Well, I used to know him for a while.
Bubbler?
I was on his books. I was an excellent athlete. What?
Bubbler.
Monster. He used to say something like that. What, Bubbler? Like that. Nice man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met him.
No, I'd love to, though.
Well, maybe Juliet can sort it out. She knows all the football
agents. I'd like that a lot.
Dom's met him, haven't you?
I've interviewed him over the phone, and he did say Bubbler.
Yeah, he does say it.
Yeah, well, Bubbler.
Does.
Yeah. Monster, Bubbler. America, Bubbler.
Is he the one who smokes a cigar all the time?
Yeah, fat cigar.
Sorry?
Yeah. 21,676! It's like Children in Need, but without the charity side. Some would argue. So this is good. Yes or no, 81199 to get Mysterious Girl re-released. We'll keep pushing this all morning. Keep listening till 10 and we'll have the final result. Well, let's have a look at the final total today. Woo! And that'll be great, and fireworks and stuff like that. Right, good. Happy?
Rocking.
Right. Charlie Brooks is Janine in EastEnders. We'll talk to her in about two records' time. 8:38. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. Nice. Strokes and Reptilia out on Monday. So it says on my Allard researched log.
Must be right, then.
So that means Tuesday. Oh, I'm joking. Before that, Bubba Sparks and Ugly, it's 8:45 at Radio 1. Good morning! 24,500 people text in to back our re-release Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl campaign.
Can you give us an indication of the balance of yes or no's yet?
Let me have a look. It's about 70-30.
You going to say which way?
Yeah, 70% to back it. Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't keep continuing it. If it was an overwhelming no, then we would have failed.
I was just checking.
Yeah. You can still text yes or no. That's all. It's just one word. Yes or no. Would you back our campaign to get Mysterious Girl re-released and back into the charts? I think it'd be great. On top of the pops and everything.
You can make it happen.
We need to hear from Andy Peters, the boss of all new Top of the Pops, to say whether or not he would have Peters' video on, or would he have him on live, or both. Could be 2 weeks of number one.
I think he'd definitely have him on.
Yeah. Why is that? Do you think he's a fan?
I just think he would. I think it'd be great for the show.
Right. Yes or no, just one word. Send it to 81199. Would you back our re-release Mysterious Girl campaign? Thank you. Morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think they should.
Do you think? There's another one.
Yes.
Add that to the list. Charlie Brooks says yes.
Pure comedy value. It's got to happen.
I don't know what you mean by that. It's a beautiful piece of music.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it. How are you finding the early mornings, Chris?
Easy.
Really?
It's a doddle. The money helps, I've got to be honest. But it's all right. I believe it's your day off today.
Yeah.
And you're on our show at such an early hour.
Yeah, I'm up anyway, doing boring things.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Charlie Brooks. Oh, you've done so well. I bet your family's very proud of you.
Oh, they're very proud.
And Janine in EastEnders.
I know. Have you been watching?
Yeah.
Good.
Watched it last night.
Did you?
Yeah. She was banging on Ricky's door.
Yes, she was.
Does she not have a key?
Been very annoying. No.
Because, I mean, I'm not Dave's brother, but I've got, used to have a key for his flat, and he had one for mine.
Yeah, but you have to remember, we've only just become friends again, really, in the past few weeks.
That's true.
Haven't we, so.
So it's all going off with Janine in EastEnders.
It is, yeah. Have you been enjoying it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, well, because the thing is, right, that I'd like to see Charlie Brooks play another role, another character.
So would I.
And I was thinking about this last night, and I was trying to work out how to phrase this. Because what I'm about to say is actually a compliment, but whichever way I was trying to word it last night, it sounded like an insult.
Right,
but
okay.
You'll understand what it is. I'd like to see you play somebody else, because I can't stand Janine.
I don't think many people can.
And she makes my skin crawl. And the thing is, because I've met you...
Yeah.
I know that obviously you're not her, right? But yeah. I know that people do, and I can't stand Janine. She just winds me up. And everybody in EastEnders is thick.
That's what's meant to happen. That's what she's meant to do.
No, and I know, and you do it very well.
Thank you.
And, you know, but I'd like to see you play a different character. I've always kind of wanted to know what other people would be like, you know. I mean, so with not everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Adam Woodyatt, obviously he's a great actor, no matter what role he does. You know? But yeah. How long have you been in EastEnders now?
4.5 years.
Wow.
Coming up to 5 years.
Wow, you get less from
quite memory. A long time, isn't it?
And do they look after you?
They do. They're very nice.
Do you share a dressing room?
I don't. I've got my own dressing room.
Oh, now I know from talking to cast members, that makes you quite important, doesn't it?
Well, most people have got their own dressing room. It's just the new ones that come in. They have to be in a porta cab outside.
Damn right.
In the snow.
Damn right. That's how it should be. I think it's only fair.
But, you know, when I go, somebody will have mine, I'm sure.
So they send you a big limousine with a driver called Frank to pick you up every morning?
I think not. We drive ourselves in.
Rubbish. Do you have a driver?
No.
See? If I was a boss of EastEnders, you'd have a driver.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to have you my boss then, Chris.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you would. You little cheeky flirt, you. So, here's Janine's storyline, then.
Mm-hmm.
Took Jamie's virginity and then said he was useless in bed. Forced herself onto father figure Terry to keep a roof over her head.
Yeah.
Shacked up with Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Spiralled into drugs and prostitution.
Yeah.
Blackmailed Ian, one of her clients, and threatened to wreck his marriage.
Right.
Jealous she'd lose her brother Ricky, so she exposed his affair with Natalie. Tries to seduce Barry while running his business and living in his house, and then has a fling with Paul. Pushes Barry off a cliff, kills him, and then there are claims in the newspaper of what happens next, which I won't say.
Somewhere in there was agoraphobia as well.
Oh, well, there you go. Sorry, I missed that one out. So it's fair to say that she's had a disturbing few years.
Yeah, can you blame her for being the way she is?
That must be fun to play, though,
great, actually. Actually, at first, she annoyed me as well, but with time, she sort of really grew on me, and I like her now. I think she's quite clever and very manipulative, so she's really grown on me as a character.
It must be quite nice to play, because you're one of the very few characters in EastEnders that doesn't cry in most of the episodes.
I've done my fair share of crying, though, believe me.
I know you have, but it's just like, poor Letitia Dean.
Oh, I know.
She must get the scripts through on a Monday morning, whatever, through the... And she must go, oh, bloody hell. And her fella, whatever, goes, what's up, love? And she goes, look here, you know, bottom lip quivers again. And that's all she does.
Stage directors are actually not far off that.
See, every episode, Letitia has to go...
She's good at it, though, isn't she?
She's very...
The quivery lips.
She's very good. She's very good.
She's very good.
She had a song in the charts.
Who, Letitia Dean?
Yeah, with Paul Medford. Something Out of Nothing.
Did she?
Did you not know that?
No.
Yeah, man, she was on Top of the Pops and everything.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, God, I was...
It was about 85, 86.
Yeah, I was only four or
well,
five.
Well, you wouldn't remember.
You're gonna make something out of nothing. Do you remember that day?
I do, vaguely, yes.
Ask her, when you're at work next, ask her about it.
I'll ask her to give me a little rendition.
I bet she won't.
She might.
She'll go, please don't.
No, she might do. She might give us all a little show in the green room.
It says here that you're leaving EastEnders this year to work on theatre projects. When do you start Panto?
I'm leaving in March, in the middle of March, I think. And theatre's something I really want to do, actually.
Really?
Not necessarily Panto at the moment.
Oh, yes, you do.
But, yeah, I definitely want to do some theatre in the near future.
Barry did Panto, didn't he?
Yeah, lots of people did Panto, actually, this year.
Have you done it?
I haven't done it. Well, when I was six, I was in the chorus in an amateur one in Wales.
Right, that's not the same.
No.
Apparently, you go to some yokel town in the UK and get paid loads and loads of money.
Lots of money, yeah.
Yeah.
That's quite right.
It could be fun.
It could be. Much hard work, though. Do not be all happy after January, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
After Christmas and New Year. That would be hard work.
How's your love life in real life?
Fine, thank you.
Is everything going well?
Yeah.
Do we know who you're going out with?
I think so. Do you?
No, I don't know.
I've been going out with my boyfriend for a couple of years.
Oh.
We've seen pictures of him in the magazines.
Have we?
Yes, we have.
And?
Who did you go out with?
He's in, because like my wife reads OK and Hello and Heat and all that kind of stuff, and she's seen pictures.
What does he do?
He organises parties.
I've got a party coming up. He can organise if he wants.
All right, let us know.
OK.
And we'll do it for you.
Wow. She was very keen to jump on that bit of work there. maybe you shouldn't diss the panto too early.
Got to stop worrying about the income now I'm leaving, Chris.
Are you going to run the London Marathon this year?
Yes.
I hope, anyway. What's wrong with you? Are you insane?
I'm doing it for charity.
Listen, I you know, and I think that's very honourable of you.
Admirable.
Thank
honourable.
You. But why don't you... I would sponsor you to not run the marathon, and I would give the same amount of money.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you see, it's quite handy, because with all the running, I'm losing a bit of weight and stuff like that, so I'm actually quite enjoying it at the moment.
Do you do much running normally?
No, not until sort of just before Christmas.
So this has been like a massive sort of uphill battle. So.
What's the furthest you've run so far?
11 kilometres.
Which is about
8.5 miles.
It's not even that.
8 miles, then?
Mm.
Yeah, it's definitely 8 miles.
How long does that take you?
That took me about an hour.
That's good.
Mm.
That's all right.
An hour, three or something like that.
Yeah, that's okay.
I've got an even longer run today.
Do you enjoy it?
No, I hate it.
Do you really?
I'm not enjoying it at the moment, but I'm sure one of these days it's going to kick in and I'll start going, actually, yeah, this is good fun. Apparently that's meant to happen.
Are you running the marathon with other people, Charlie?
I'm running it with my best friend, yeah.
Well, that'd be easy then, wouldn't it? Because you have someone to natter to on the way
around. Yeah, exactly. Well, you try talking when you've run 10 miles, honestly. You can hardly breathe.
And you know the rule as well, that you're not meant to run the full marathon length until the day you actually do the marathon.
I know, you're meant to run about 19 miles.
Why is that?
Like that?
I don't know, but I don't understand it. I think that's bizarre, but that's what they say. To do with your knees, apparently, Rachel.
Because Rachel's done the London Marathon.
Yeah, Rachel,
really?
Our producer's done it, yeah.
How did she find it?
Well, she's thoroughly enjoyed it, but she's never run since.
It's brilliant. It's a great experience.
Yeah,
you'll love
it.
But anyway, well, listen, lovely talking to you.
And you, darling.
And good luck with the next few weeks of EastEnders. Enjoy them.
Thank you, I will.
And continue to be in our hearts and on our TV screens.
It was nice talking to you, babe.
You should come in and see us.
I will.
When it's like your big last week or something, come on the show.
Okay, I promise.
Wow. we can go running together.
Oh, won't that be fun? Don't you do some running? Haven't I seen you in some magazines on the park bench?
I'm trying to get back to it. I was meant to go to the gym yesterday and I didn't go, but I'm going to go today.
Are you?
And, yeah, I might be, as you did 11 kilometres, I'm going to hope today to do 11 minutes. Which I think might be, you know, is similar.
You've got to start somewhere, haven't you?
Exactly.
That's true.
Listen, have a good day off.
And you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bless her.
Charlie Brooks.
We went to see Oasis with her.
We did, actually. Many, many, many years ago.
It's very lovely in real life. She's wearing a character. Janine's a cow.
But she's quite nice
she's
in real life.
Lovely.
Isn't she?
Lovely in real life. What song do you want to play, Rachel? I know.
The one you've got there, Liberty X.
Liberty X. All right, then. Everybody say. Only going to play about a minute and a half for this, and then we've got to do your tedious link.
Excellent news. Everybody
thank you very much. 8:57 at Radio 1. There you go. That's the edit of Liberty X and Jumpin' for Radio 1. I know a lot of people asking for that to edit because they prefer it to the longer one, which they say just takes up way too much of their spare time. Nothing to do with the fact that the interview went on a little bit longer. I like her.
Charlie. She's nice, isn't she?
She's really nice. And honestly, I know what you mean. I can't stand Janine on that show, but she's a really good actress. Right, you ready?
Yes.
Tedious Link, how do you get to this morning's Tedious Link from yesterday morning? Tedious Link, Michael Jackson, black or white?
Black or white is a question you might be asked when ordering coffee. Coffee and TV was a big hit for Blur. Blur's Damon Albarn hails from Colchester, the same Essex town that created the man they call Steve Lamack. Steve Lamack shares the same first name as Steve Irwin, the Australian Crocodile Man. Other famous crocodile experts include Bush Tucker Man and Crocodile Dundee star Paul Hogan. Paul Hogan is married to Linda Kozlowski. If you remove the first three letters of Kozlowski, you're left simply with Lowski, which is the reverse of Ski Low, a type of yogurt. Yogurt is sold in pots. The word pots is an anagram of stop, which was a big hit in 1998 for the Spice Girls. Spice Girls, the movie, starred Richard E. Grant, who then went on to star Zach in the Argos advert. Argos. So,
Argoose.
Kettles? Kettles rhymes with nettles, as in John Nettles, who starred as Jersey-based detective Bergerac. Bergerac sounds like a French name to me. The French eat frogs, which are green. And when you think of the colour green in the context of great bands that you don't hear enough of these days, you think of Green Day, of course, which links us to today's Tedious Link track. It is Green Day
and
Time of Your Life.
Good riddance!
Indeed.
Love this record. Is that the bound one?
Mm.
Great. What a record. Loving that.
Good.
Green Day, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. Seamless link?
I believe so, yes.
So, Paul Hogan is married to who?
Linda Kozlowski.
If you take the what?
If you take the first three letters of Kozlowski, you're left simply with Lowski.
How do you spell Lowski?
Lowski.
Yep. S-K-I. Which is what?
The reverse of Skilo.
Which is I-K-S-W-O-L. I think you find it's the reverse of Ixwal.
Well, what I meant is the phonetic reverse. Skilo, Lowski.
No, but that's not right, though, is it?
Do you not think?
Yeah, well, yeah, but you didn't say that.
Right.
Lowski backwards is Ixwal.
Ixwal. You know what I meant.
And Ixwal
though.
Never had a hit with.
I think you're being a bit pedantic.
Well, I don't think so. Anyway, great record.
Thank you very much.
La 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 la. 3 minutes past nine. It's Tuesday morning, Radio 1. Jo Wiley yesterday announced about The Darkness being on her show. That's next Monday. She's on today after 10 o'clock. And she's got nice hair. Jo Wiley on Radio 1. Little jingle for her there.
Nice.
Right. We're going to continue with, if you just switched the radio on, by the way, hello, good morning. Maybe you just go to work. Should be listening before you go to work. Flogging my guts out here for you, licence fee payers. We tried to get Bros, I Owe You Nothing, re-released. We've changed our tax ticks slightly. That's not them little things that are nice.
Tic-tacs.
Yeah. Jesus, I can't get tic-tacs at night. Which always reminds me of Rachel.
What?
You know the advert where the guy's on the tube and the girl goes up to him and shakes a tic-tac and goes, did she just shake your tic-tacs at me? Maybe it's just me. Anyway, we're changing the plan slightly from trying to get Bros re-released. We're trying to get something else re-released now. I'll explain all in about 10 minutes. and something very special as well, coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. Meanwhile, if you'd like to phone up for Car Park Catchphrase, phone now
on 08700 100 100. That's
08700 100 100. Radio 1's Car Park Catchphrase is coming. Read out the number, Rachel, in your lovely radio voice.
08700 100
100. 08700
100.
I did not say it like that.
You do, don't you? You do, Rachel. That's exactly how you talk. And do we want calls from men or women?
We can have both today.
Both today. Right, both. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, shut up.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than...
Is it... Now, how do you pronounce this again? You know.
Ragiv.
There you go. I knew that. I was just double-checking. Part of the Best of British Music Week this week on Radio 1. Ragiv. Can't get enough. Which is where we differ. But what can you do?
You speak for yourself. I think it's excellent.
Really? Mm. How would you describe that kind of music, Dave?
Well, why don't you ask me how old he is? Shut up, Rachel.
How old do you reckon he is, Dave?
I reckon he's about 22.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. And,
do you know, I think he went to college as well. You can tell, I think, from his music that he probably studied at Paul McCartney's LIPPA, the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts.
Wow, that's amazing.
Did you also know...
What?
...that he won an award for Top Original Song in 1998, wow, as voted by the National Songwriters Association of America.
Wow, an award from an organisation I've never heard of
that's
before.
Right. And he wrote this track, which we've just heard, Can't Get Enough,
yeah,
2 years ago.
Wow, that is brilliant.
Did you also know...
No.
...he got the first airing on Bobby and Neil's show?
Neil?
And support has grown...
Bobby and Neil?
...ever since.
Who's Neil? Was this before Bobby met up with Nihal? It's not Bobby and Neil.
Nihal.
Oh, okay, smart ass. When's it out?
February the 16th.
What's it called?
Can't Get Enough.
Right, okay, you're very good.
Thank you very much.
You right for calls and car park catchphrase, Alan? Or do you want more? No, you got enough? Right, okay, good. Right, it's 9:13 in the morning. Joe will be here at 10 o'clock. Yesterday, we wanted to try and get Bross, I Owe You Nothing, re-released. For those of you who've heard the story already, I apologise. But for those of you who didn't hear it, here's what happened, right? Yesterday, I said I want to try and get a record re-released and get it back into the charts. And I chose Bross, I Owe You Nothing. After the show, we spoke to the record company. And they went away and came back and said, look, his people, anyway. And due to kind of, like, complications and legal things and everything, they said, well, look, we don't think we can re-release I Owe You Nothing as it originally was. However, we can get Matt into the studio to re-record a brand new version of the song.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? We said, we'll call you back, we'll have a think about it. We were thinking about it when we got a fax through from East West Records saying, we own Peter Andre's back catalogue of records. If you were to play Mysterious Girl and your listeners were to show interest in it being re-released, we would seriously, seriously consider it. So we dropped Bross, we went to Andre, and the response was phenomenal. So far, as it stands this morning, 27,500 text messages have come in. So, for the new listeners who just switched on, would you back our campaign to get Mysterious Girl re-released? You don't have to buy, you just back the campaign to get it released. If you would, send me a text saying yes, just that, yes, to 81199. If it's no, then send no to 81199. In other words, right, send yes. The text message saying the word yes to 81199. How many have we got? 27,545. See if we can get it up. So if you're going to back our campaign, we need evidence to take to the record company to show them. So we need as many text messages as we can. So if you want to back it, send a text saying yes to 81199. To re-release this. A message saying yes to 81199. Oh, mysterious girl, move your body close to mine. You know, a lot of people have been saying to me this morning, Dave, Peter Andre, I've seen him in the jungle, but I really can't remember that much about him. Or is there any way you could help me out and give me some background musical info about the legendary Andre Meister?
So what, people want a kind of potted history?
That's right. And so we have them, that for you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Lamacq on Radio 1 presents a history of Peter Andre.
This week on A Potted History of Pop, Peter Andre.
Party all night, party all night, party all night.
Well, the flavor. Many people have got to know and love the cheeky chap from I'm a Celebrity. But what most people don't realise is that he was a popular singing star of the 90s, with several hits to his credit, 2 million records sold, and the best six-pack in the business. Peter Andre was born Peter James Andre in February 1973. Nicknamed Dre by his friends, it wasn't until a chance meeting and a bloody good hiding from rapster Dr. Dre that Andre decided to change his moniker to just plain Peter. Many people are surprised to learn that Peter is not from Australia at all, but was in fact born in Harrow, London. Some were staggered by his success down under.
I was really surprised.
None more so than vintage rockers The Darkness. They know how hard the Aussie nut is to crack.
Oasis must have strutted in, you know, 4.5 foot tall, whatever they are, thinking, oh God, this country's ours for the taking. And then as soon as it doesn't go their way, they think, ooh, that's not quite working, is it? Should we go back to the UK where we're really popular and successful? You know, knock it on the head, can't bother this.
Looking down Peter's discography is like an A to Z of popular music. From All Right, All Night, his single release of 1998, to Mysterious Girl, one of his best-known hits, which flopped like Janet Jackson's Knockers on its first release, but was as perky as Jordan's when it hit number two in 1996. It's no surprise Peter has been a success with early musical influences such as Mark Morrison and R. Kelly, and Michael Jackson's seminal Off the Wall album listed as the first record he bought. One can clearly hear the inspiration of Return of the Mac in Andre's early work. And Jackson's influence is all over his 1996 number one, I Feel You. At the Grammys in 96, Andre was showered with gongs. That's an enduring image. For his album, Natural. But due to a last-minute Grammy knee, or in fact, Grammy knee, he couldn't make it. However, with typical aplomb, his mother stepped in at the last minute to accept the award in America's glitzy Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. This is amazing. I'm very, very excited to share an award. This is really important because the people voted, and it means a lot to me, and this is my first award, so I'm grateful. I want to say God bless you and have a great year.
Peter Andre's last single offering was Kiss the Girl, which peaked at 9, but signaled the end of his career to date. It seemed that his winning formula of ending a song title with the word girl had finally failed him, and he disappeared into the obscurity of the Australian outback. It wasn't until producers of I'm a Celebrity were clearing the jungle in preparation for the next series that he came to light, naked, hungry, and going out with a gorilla called Susan. His speech was no more than monosyllabic grunts, but after weeks of therapy, he was able to talk again, a feat they were unable to repeat for Alex Best. Next week on A Potted History of Pop, the spotlight falls on Chakademus and Pliers.
Dido on Radio 1, 9:24. This is the Chris Moore Show.
What's the matter?
Keep going.
What's the matter?
Keep talking.
Why?
I've got a gob full of food.
Yeah, but it's gone now.
Keep talking. Talk.
Why? Did you say something? It's your show.
You can't do it. Look, you can't. Look at him.
Don't be mean.
Talk.
No.
Oh. Everyone knows dead air is a crime.
Well, arrest me. Yes. Yes.
Anyway, it's National Donut Week this week, for those of you who were keen on the National Week weeks.
Is that why we sent them every day?
Every day this week we're being sent donuts. Granted, they are very, very nice. This is causing a major problem for Rachel. She really wants a donut, but she doesn't feel as though she should eat a donut. And so to kind of find a compromise, Rachel has just logged on to the Weight Watchers website to find out how many points are in a donut. What are the results, Rach?
Doesn't seem too bad, actually.
Really?
About four.
Four points?
Four for a ring donut.
Yeah, which is what I just had. And for a jam donut, 5.5. So I've just had the last ring donut. So, no, I haven't. There is one left. So what do you, what do you think? By the way, just look at me for a second. Look at Dominic behind you.
That's because I'm feeling uncomfortable, Dominic, thank you.
So I think, yes, you can. I think you should have a donut. There's Alan with two ring donuts there.
I don't need it.
It's only 4 points, Rachel.
Two?
It's only 4 points.
Yeah, you can go away.
How many points are you allowed a day?
20.
That's loads.
That's loads. That's like six donuts.
Yeah, that leaves you 16 points.
Sure you work that one out. Go away.
How many points have you had today, do you reckon?
Four.
What have you had already?
I've been up since 4 o'clock.
What have you eaten?
We don't want to talk about what I've eaten, do
we? Yeah,
you?
I do, if it's pizza
Toast,
or curry.
Yogurt and a banana.
And that's 4 points.
No, actually, I probably had more than four. Probably five or six.
What, bananas?
You know, those bananas are really fattening for you these days.
I need to add it up.
So hang on, how can a banana, toast and yogurt be more than a ring donut?
Actually, it's four.
Is it? Mm. So there you go. Have the donut. That's eight. That's a whole 12 points left to play with for the rest of the day.
Mm. It's only five donuts a day. I just worked that out.
I know. Well, don't understand anything you do with maths.
So there you go. That's good, isn't it? 12 points to play with. Which, you know, isn't good when you take into your, you know, to account the amount of alcohol that you consume because you're an addict. But, you know, you'll do all right. Should I play a record?
Mm.
All right, then. Alan loves this record. I think it's because it sounds like the theme tune to Graham Norton. It's a new song from Britney Spears called Toxic at Radio 1. Baby, can't you see? I'm coming. Just look at Alan now, look at him. I've got to say, though, it's a catchy little number. Britney Spears, Toxic, comes out on the 1st of March. You bloody love Britney Spears, are you doing? One. Coming up, NSYNC and Nelly. Oh, NSYNC coming up, Alice. Right, you like a bit of NSYNC? Another song for you to dance to. And Stereophonics Movie Star. Good luck dancing to that. But they're Welsh. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 9:30.
Tony Blair has just confirmed there will be...
The striker had no intention of signing a new contract. Stop it. At Upton Park. Livingston will be put into administration later. They've got debts of around 10 million. What are you flapping at now? Help me out, Chris. No, you monkey. They take on Dundee tonight for a place in the final of the CIS Insurance Cup. Middlesbrough Arsenal play the second leg of their Carling Cup tie. One FA Cup replay. Colchester Coventry at Layer Road. Dom.
Thanks, you monkey. I was feeling mild this morning. Rain in most places, though. Radio and Newsbeat, it is now exactly 9:33.
I thought that was very unprofessional.
That's not funny.
I like the fact that you stopped yourself from saying a rude word and by saying the word, oh, shut up, you monkey.
You bully.
I didn't say a word during that news bulletin, did I?
No, you didn't.
Julia, look at me. The thing
no,
is...
No, I'm not looking at you.
Why? Listen.
Because you're being
I
horrible.
Understand that you're. It's a serious job that you have. You know, I would never...
Stop it.
Rachel, why are you laughing?
Stop it. Dom has another story.
Dominic?
It's a good shot for the webcam.
Mm.
You have another story?
No, I don't. I was just going to talk to you about Mike Reed.
That's
that
the
all.
Story.
Okay, fine. We've made the news all over the place.
Yes. It's your fault. it's my fault, your fault.
Yes.
And
I said to
and
you,
Terry Venables. What's his name?
Kevin Geegan.
That's right.
I said to you, do you want to ask Mike Reed anything?
Yes.
And you said, oh, I don't know, why don't you ask him for a laugh if he can stand and do the Radio 1 breakfast show when you're on holiday?
Yes.
I said this to Kevin Geegan.
Yes.
Who asked Mike Reed, who is now apparently just been on GMTV, saying he's stepping in for Chris Moyles when he goes on holiday. This is the clip of
Lorraine Kelly said, oh, I'll listen. She went, hello, I'll be tuned then.
Before we know, it'll be on every...
Have you album. Seen my show before on the television?
So Kevin asked this question anyway to Mike Reed, obviously tongue-in-cheek, and, well, this is what Mike Reed said then.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I remember doing that with Noel Edmonds when Noel had long left The Breakfast Show, and we were doing live TV one Saturday morning, and he said something about, you know, missing Radio 1, and I said, well, I've got a holiday for a couple of weeks or so, why don't you come and do it? And he said, what? I said, yeah, do it. So he was cornered live to actually come in and do it. So, yeah, I'd love to do it. That'd be great.
Right.
What happened then was Mike Reed swapped numbers with Kevin. Kevin's people then spoke to his people, and everyone's people are speaking to everyone else.
The weird thing is, though, right, I'd have Mike Reed doing the show one day, because I think it'd be brilliant.
I think you're better, because Mike Reed's going to be here when you're on holiday,
well,
whether
yeah.
you like it or not.
But I'd quite happily have a day off, right? My birthday's coming up. My birthday's a Sunday.
Mm.
So how about I take the Monday off, and Mike Reed fills in?
Do you think he'd have to run that past the buses rage? Upstairs?
Yeah, probably, but still... You see, all the Radio 1, right, people would say, you can't have Mike Reed fitting in on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, it's not right. Why not? Right? For anybody, 25 years, I'd say even younger, right? Because bear in mind, he did Saturday Superstore, right? So when you're 8 years old watching that, you know who he is, right?
That was 20 years ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe. But, right, yeah, so anybody who's, like, from the age of five... So anyone who's 25 now, right, you'll have watched Superstore, right? For people older, still listening to Radio 1, they might even remember him from Radio 1 days. And for anyone younger, they might go, wow, I'm loving this retro DJ style that they've got going on.
He says that is radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the one where you say word with a T and they used to pronounce
television.
It as a D? No, with a television.
Tadpole.
What? No, you know what I mean? Like, charity. But he says that all the time. Do you know what I mean? What I wanted to say was radio.
Well, radio's got a D in it.
That's exactly
what... You don't say radio.
That's why I went wrong.
Radio.
That's what I want.
It's not tatio.
I want a word with a T in it, like potato.
Or Redivision.
Yeah.
You want a word with a T in...
Really?
...that you pronounce as a D.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. You really are... Can I do the gag?
You can't do that one,
Can I not do the gag?
What, a dit?
Yes.
There you go, that will do. The Chris Moyles Show,
National Radio. Yeah, I'd love to do that. I remember doing that with Noel Edmonds when Noel had long left The Breakfast Show. And we were doing like...
Would you be my... Just been talking to Jo Wiley. She really backs the Let's Get Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre re-released campaign. And she wants to make up some T-shirts and give them away on her show.
Supports new music.
Yeah, and old music.
Mm.
One final push then, if you just turn the radio on. We're trying to get a campaign to re-release Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre. If you'd like to back our campaign, simple, all you do is send a text message saying the word yes. That's it, yes. And send it to 81199. Just click on, let me have a look. Just the word yes and send it to 81199. 32,390 text messages so far. Let's see how many. One final push, how many we can get before 10 o'clock. So, would you back our campaign to get Mysterious Girl re-released? Send me a text saying yes and send it to 81199. Just yes and no other word, right?
Not no.
Yeah, I don't want no.
Right.
That doesn't help the cause.
Okay.
So, send a text saying yes. So 81199, and we're going to talk to the record company after the show, 10:05. They better be... They should ring us. Damien? Oh, he'll be in bed, won't he? Jasper does all the work these days. Damien takes the credit. 81199, with the word yes. Right?
Right.
It's going up. I'm telling you. History in the making. Part two. So crazy right now.
for Car Park Catchphrases. And here's your host, Chris Moyles. Good morning, car park fans. Vernon Kay has just sent me a text saying the word yes.
Well, there you go. Celebrity endorsement for our appeal.
That's Vernon Kay, top television presenter. Oh, and he does the show on the radio as well. So, text the word yes to 81199 now. Please do it now. Please, please, please. I want a massive reaction to this, right? Right, so, Roy Walker, a big fan of Peter Andre. I had to mention that. Sorry about that, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
I know, it's all right. Shall we meet our contestants?
Let's go.
Woo!
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, I'm Nicole and I'm from Harpenden.
Yay! I had a little gap there. Mm. She left.
I wasn't told I was contestant one.
Allard?
Maybe two, actually.
Alan was just about to, had a face that was just about to launch into a, I did, and he went, and then the face changed slightly.
I didn't rehearse it, but may have left out that bit, sorry.
Right, okay. Well, okay. Let's see if the line two then has worked out. He'll be line two.
Right, he knows.
Where are you from, Nicole?
I'm from Harpenden.
All right, okay, you're from there. And what do you do?
I'm an internet company manager.
Oh, very nice. Where are you parked?
Right outside my office, and I'm about to annoy about 100 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, you're not very popular at work?
No.
Right, okay. What car are you in?
I'm in a Ford Fiesta.
Is it pink?
No, it's black.
Close. Black. Close, though. Right, wind your window down. Let's hear your horn. Ooh. Oh, it's a nice echo as well. Do it again.
Oh. I'm in a court.
Hey, you will be if you get arrested.
Yeah. Oh,
like Rita and Corrie last night.
Oh.
Sorry. Nicole, would you back our campaign to get Peter Andre's Mysterious Girl re-released?
Yes, but he should also do the B-side of Flavour.
Ooh.
Controversial.
Well, maybe put the B-side of Flavour on the B-side of the re-release of Mysterious Girl. Therefore, ergo thus, all Peter Andre fans would have to buy it because it had the A of one and the B of another.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like that. Very nice. I like that, Nicole. I'll put you down on the list then with Vernon Kay and Joe Wiley.
Thank you very much.
All right. Right. Good luck on the show.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Lee from Colchester. Come on. There we go.
Yes, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you, Lee?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. Fine.
Up the apples and pears.
Yes, it, man. Go for it.
Yeah, yeah. Easy, easy.
Knees up, mother brand.
What do you do? What do you do, Lee?
I work for a company called Quick Brick Limited. We specialise in archways and special shape bricks.
Oh, lovely. I always wanted to do that.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Right, one day.
Yeah, good. So he's a labourer. He works with his hands.
Yes, I do.
Very similar to Allard in that respect.
Except he's not a labourer.
No. He's... Because I'm a labourer! Where are you parked, Lee?
I'm parked just outside my work, mate.
All right, lovely. Who are you working with today?
All the boys at work, Graham, Dale, Danny, everyone, mate. There's about seven of us at work in the company.
Graham, Dale, Danny, it's like the Blazing Squad, lad.
That's what we are. We are the Blazing Squad.
Oh, no, don't...
Just the older version and better looking.
Don't say that, Lee, because I was warming to you until you said that.
Building Squad.
I shouldn't have said that, actually. My mates will kill me now. Yeah. Believe me.
What do you drive, Lee?
Vauxhall Astra.
And I bet it's all muddy and it's got loads of tools in the back.
No, actually, it's on a brand new plate, so I'm trying to look after it at the moment.
That shows you how much I know, then. What colour is it? Dark blue?
Yeah, dark blue, yeah.
I thought it might be. Right, wind your window down. Let's hear your horn.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
There's another echo as well. They've all got reverb on their horns. Hang on. Let me do it. One more time. Let's hear it again.
Go for it.
There you go. That's me adding the reverb there.
Nice.
Would you back our campaign to get Mysterious Girl re-released?
No.
Right, fair enough. You're going to lose.
I think he should stay in the jungle, if you ask me.
No, he's got to come out of the jungle.
I don't like him, but fair enough. If he's making his own money, so I can't.
Well,
him, but, you know.
He's got 100 songs just sitting there waiting to be released.
Well, maybe you should lend one to me and I'll give it a go.
Okay, all right then.
Yeah.
Lee and Peter Andre live on stage.
You could do Insaniac.
Insaniac.
All right, okay, good. Right, so let's get a move on then. You ready to play the game?
Let's go for it.
Are you ready, Nicole?
I am.
Good.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Best of three. Buzz in with your horn when you know the answer. Here we go. I can see Mr. Fish is in his kitchen, surrounded by pots and pans and all the usual kitchen appliances. He's looking over at a large pot on the stove, as if it's just said something. That's a bit odd. It's as if the pot is talking. Who was that?
Nicole.
Yes, Nicole?
Pot calling the kettle black.
Pot calling the kettle black.
Mm. You're right!
Well done, my darling.
Well done, Nicole, well done.
Yeah, well done, Nicole, you little you tiger. Poor yeah. Girl. Whoa. Have you got a boyfriend, Nicole?
I have, yeah.
Really? Why don't you jump him and go out with Lee? Because I bet Lee's single.
I'm actually not. My girlfriend's listening, but I'm open to a suggestion.
Right, there you go.
I'm only joking, Louise. I'm only joking because she's probably listening, actually.
No, Lee was only joking there. He's only really interested in other women if you are... Right, so, one to you, Nicole. Lee, if you get the next one right, you're still in with a chance, all right?
Cool.
I'd like to pause at this point to remind everyone you still have about a minute or two left to text the word YES to 81199 to back our Peter Andre re-release of Mysterious Girl campaign. That's the word YES to 81199. Thank you.
Let's have another Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, Roy, no worries. All right, Mr. Fish is in the lobby of an office block waiting for a lift. He's looking at the lift buttons, but he can't see one that will let him go down.
That was me.
Yeah, I thought it was Lee.
No going down.
What? What kind of, is that one of your catchphrases, Lee?
No, I know, but it's just the first thing that comes to me, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. well, strange enough, Lee, it's the wrong answer.
Okay.
Nicole, so if there was no going down, that would mean the catchphrase would be...
No going up.
No.
Oh,
if there was... All right, I'll keep going then.
Okay.
Yes, Lee.
The only way is up.
The only way is up.
You're right!
Come
on now, help me out with some pears. Knees up, Mother Brown. Leave it at.
Come on, Mosey.
Yeah. Is he not? Yeah. Do you drugs? Right.
No,
so,
I don't actually. I'm a clean cut living boy.
I think you should be as well.
I am. I just love life.
God, you crazy man.
Life loves you.
Thank you.
All right. Right, last one then. Here we go. Good luck.
You're both back in play. Here's another Car Park catchphrase.
By the way, 35,824 text messages. We need a few more thousand to make it 40. Here we go. Mr. Fish is in a pet shop that specialises in unusual pets. There's all sorts of funny-looking things, some of which have got two heads. He's asking the pet shop owner whether he should get a pet... Oh, it was... Do you know what? You were both there at the same time.
Well, I'm a gentleman, but I'm not that much of a gentleman, you know what I mean?
So, the pair of you, Nicole and Lee, what would your answers have been? Say it together.
Two heads are better than one.
Yeah, that's right, Nicole.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Do you know what? That's a draw. I think we should both get you back on tomorrow.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, definitely. I'm up for that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
All right, so you're both back on tomorrow.
Yeah!
Right, I'll talk to you then.
All right, nice
old
Chris, mate. Take care, mate.
And you. Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
Yeah, see you later,
Nicole. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1.
The nice
Say
girl.
Goodbye, Mr. Fish.
Sorry.
He's waving.
Sorry, Roy. I'm sorry about that.
Thank you, Chris.
I know. Sorry, mate. I was getting all excited. Right. So both back on tomorrow, which works out perfectly right for everybody. What are we playing, Rachel?
Tom Craft.
Right. What? No? Am I not?
Trail.
Oh, we haven't got time. It's 9:57.
Tom Craft.
Thank you. Text the word YES to 81199. Do it now. Quickly. The word YES to 81199. Go! Alexis here from 3 o'clock this afternoon. Make sure you listen to her on the way home. Fat, listen to her from 3. Don't wait until you get in the car. You might get in the car at 5 o'clock. You missed 2 hours of a show. 3 o'clock this afternoon, Sarah's on. Radcliffe's on at 1. Joe Wiley's next. Jameson are in the live lounge. Right, I think there's a delay on the text messages, but the last update, 38,000 people backing our Peter Andre campaign to get Mysterious Girl re-released. I'll update you tomorrow. Joe's next. Have a good day. The Chris Morris Show.